An impressive group of Lansing and Jackson area musicians are back home after a once-in-a-lifetime journey to Italy. About 25 members of the St. Mary's Cathedral Choir of Lansing and several members of St. Mary's and St. Sands in Jackson performed three different times over the last couple of weeks in Italy, in Florence, and in Assisi. They then performed in Rome at a Mass at St. Peter's Basilica. It's a pleasure to welcome back home two members of Lansing St. Mary's Choir, Turney and Jeannie Gratz, along with Monsignor Stephen Rica, Chancellor of the Diocese of Lansing, who was also on the trip. Welcome to Current State.
Good morning, Mark.
Nice to be back home.
Morning.
Yes, it is.
Delightful to be back.
It was nice to leave, and it's nice to get back home.
Always good to be back home.
Sign of a good vacation. Turney and Jeannie, how long had this visit been planned?
Our choir director, Dr. Timothy Flynn, started the planning about a year and a half ago, gathered a few of us and said, what do you think? What do you think about a Peter's Way tour to Italy? So we got very excited about it, and off we went a week ago.
And how long had you been performing the music that you were going to perform in Italy, Turney?
Well, I only sing in the bathroom and the car, so Jeannie's the choir member. I went along as a roadie.
Okay. How long had you performed the pieces then? Did you have a year or thereabouts?
I've been part of the choir for over 3 years, and we've been working on the music for the past year with the Jackson folks. We'd get together and have several rehearsals. Some of the pieces we've performed at the cathedral as a cathedral choir, and then we practiced with the Jackson group in preparation for the trip.
Okay. And how many pieces were you prepared to perform in Italy?
I believe
about
half a dozen, four to six pieces.
And you had no way of knowing way back then that all of this drama involving a new pontiff would be unfolding while you were there.
That's correct.
Extraordinary. And you performed in three different locations. Do I have that right? Florence, Assisi, and Rome?
Yes.
Okay. Father Stephen, you have a history of working at the Vatican, which I gather is part of the reason that you were part of the trip. Tell us about that.
I was a student in Rome from 1988 to 91, then again 93 to 95, where I completed a doctorate at the Pontifical Gregorian University, and then was invited back by Monsignor Timothy Dolan in those days, who now is the Cardinal Archbishop of New York, to serve as the Superior Director of the House of Residence for Priests at the North American College who are involved in studies. And so I was involved both in their capacity to engage in studies and then to connect them with the various universities and institutes to help them obtain their degrees to prepare them to come back to serve in the United States.
Okay.
So
he must have been a pretty good tour guide to have along on the trip,
wonderful.
I would imagine, Jeannie.
Yes, we had a lot of good tour guides, but it was just real personal to have Monsignor with us, too, because he shared lots of extra little pieces along the way.
So all of a sudden, we're looking at a new pope. What happens to Italy under these circumstances? It creates quite a buzz all around the world, but what happens in Italy, Father Stephen?
There is an enormous enthusiasm that's going on, as I recall. Even when I was there in 2005 for the last events that occurred, both the funeral of John Paul II and Benedict, and the appointment of Benedict the 16th, there was tremendous curiosity, interest. The newspapers, televisions, and everybody were actively involved. And we saw this past Sunday when all the cardinals went to their own parishes in Rome, that enthusiasm that was generated even among parishioners, each kind of rooting for their own cardinal who was the titular of their particular parish, where the cardinals can act as parish priests for a weekend to be with those people of the Diocese of Rome. We had a tour guide whose name was Massimo, and he was telling us, he said, you know, during this time between pontiffs, he said, you're looking for a new pope, but we're looking for a bishop. And the windows, the pontifical, the apostolic palace where the pope resides, typically the windows are lit. He said, they're not lit, and we kind of feel an emptiness and a void. And so we're looking for this to get resolved too, because we very much want to have that point of reference, that person in town that mm-hmm. for us is a very significant figure in our life.
Jeannie Gratz, did performing in these circumstances, in these cathedrals, did this bring out your best, or were nerves a particular problem?
Oh, I think it brought out our best. It was actually overwhelming. I wasn't prepared for the emotional piece to this. I was excited about the trip. I knew that we would see lots of things, lots of places that we've read about or seen on TV. But I wasn't prepared for the emotional piece of being able to sing in these huge basilicas with the huge domes and your voices just resonate. It was emotional for a lot of us. Yeah, brought tears.
Well, did you view this essentially as a spiritual journey, a musical journey, a cultural journey, or was it just a mess of all of those?
All of the above. It was wonderful.
Tell us.
Also a history trip, too.
A history.
We go back thousands of years.
That's right. A history trip, a reminder of all those things we learned in college.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
In humanities class.
In humanities class, right.
That's right.
And now these things just come to life again, just leap off the page from what we remember in class, humanities class, and now we're seeing them in situ and in the context in which they were.
Exactly. Tell us about your impressions of Italy outside of Rome. We'll save Rome and St. Peter's for the end. What about Florence and Assisi, Jeannie?
Well, Assisi particularly had a special place for both Turney and me. We were former Holy Cross parishioners, which was a Franciscan parish. So those are our connections. And so I think Assisi had special meaning for us, being with the Franciscans.
Okay. Florence, there's a lot to do in Florence, a lot to see, a lot of culture and history there.
Right, right. It was neat to go into the Accademia and see a lot of artwork, see the famous Michelangelo's David.
Sure.
We walked around a lot that afternoon with Monsignor, and he was able to just tour us around a little bit and give us a flavor of the city. It's very exciting.
Was there a lot of running around related to your performances, or did you have adequate time to really sightsee and such?
Oh, yeah, we had plenty of time to sightsee as well. Yeah, good combination.
Yeah. Father Stephen, tell us more about the significance of this extraordinary ritual that we are about to witness yet again, selecting a new pope. What significance does that have for you as somebody who lived in Rome for so many years?
I think there's a great fascination, obviously, with the person who is identified as the pontiff. For me, it's the election of our pastor. It's the determination of who our chief pastor is. And we're certainly hoping that as a result of all the conversations that are going on among the cardinals right now, and that as they enter into the conclave tomorrow afternoon, that that they are going to look at the global perspective of who we are, the Catholicity, the universality of who we are,
right,
and to select that person that might, but indeed will be the best person with all of his gifts and perhaps even with some of his flaws to be able to lead us to get to know Christ, our Lord and Savior, just a little bit better. And I hope that that person will be well-grounded in faith, have a beautiful witness to that relationship that he has with our Lord, and can certainly guide us in the problems and the issues that we continue to face, but also to get to know and meet Christ in a very personal way.
Turney and Jeannie Gratz are members of the St. Mary's Choir of Lansing. They are just amongst a group of about 25 singers from that choir and others in the Jackson area who are just back from their trip to Italy. Monsignor Stephen Rica is Chancellor of the Diocese of Lansing, who was also on the trip. Many thanks and welcome home.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.